Okay, good evening, everyone. In the past few shiurim, we discussed some of the halachos of kavana, of having the proper concentration during Shmona Esrei and during davening in general. We discussed some halachos of what can distract a person davening next to a window, and when there's noise in the room, davening with a makam kavua. Last night we took a little bit of a break from that, and we discussed the halachos of v'haya ma'achanecha kadosh. Tonight we're going to go back to the halachos of kavana, and we're going to discuss a very, very important halacha in regards to having kavana. And before we say this, just to translate a little bit better, it'd be very important for tonight. The translation of the word kavana, the Mishnah Berurah says that means pirish hamilois. The translation, the meaning, the taich of the words, meaning we know the opposite of kavana means spacing out. Your mind is thinking about something else, totally daydreaming, but really what it means, kavana, is not just the opposite of spacing out, of daydreaming, but it means to have the translations of the words in your mind. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. To know, obviously, many of those words we know the translation to, but to have the translation in your mind while you are saying those words. So we're going to say a very important halacha, and that is the following. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Aleph says that if a person did not have kavana by the bracha of Avos, if a person did not have kavana in Shmona Esrei during the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, which takes you up until the words Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, if a person did not have kavana, meaning they were not concentrating about the translation of those words, then the person is not Yotzei the Shmona Esrei. Incredible. A person is not Yotzei. They do not fulfill their mitzvah of the Shmona Esrei if they were spacing out. In my siddur, I know, now I have my own siddur that I use, at least by Shachris, I underlined the words Baruch Atah Hashem. I made like a special, I took a pen and I make a mark in my siddur because, you know, sometimes people are in cruise control, during davening, and you just need to snap out of it. So you just want to catch your attention. So I have, a sign with my pen next to the beginning of Shemana Esrei. I also have it in the beginning of Adon Olam, because we discussed when we were talking about Adon Olam how chashuv of a tefillah it is. So, that I did personally for my own siddur. But that's important halacha, that if a person does not have kavana during the first bracha of Shemana Esrei, they do not fulfill the mitzvah of Shemana Esrei. So let's say a person does not have kavana. So what should they do? They realize, oyvei, I did not have kavana. So now what should they do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, there's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says that therefore a person needs to go back. They need to repeat that bracha. And the Svaradim usually go with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Over here, Rabbi Vadi Yosef says, who's, the Svaradi Paisik, he says to go back b'teiras nedava, which means that you have in mind that this Shmona Esrei is and like an optional, a voluntary Shmona Esrei when you say it, that bracha the second time. Fine, that's for the Svaradim. But us Ashkenazim, very, very important, we paskin like the Ramah. And the Ramah says from the Torah that a person does not go back. Even though they do not fulfill the Shmona Esrei, they do not go back. Why? Because we assume probably they won't have kavana the second time either. Which I've always said is pretty pathetic, that if a person did not have kavana the first time, we just assume that the person is not going to have kavana the second time either. So that's why we paskin not to go back, rather a person just continues with their Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person realizes before they said Baruch Atah Hashem, before they said Hashem's name, they said Baruch or they said Atah, or all the way anywhere at any point during that Baruch of Shmona Esrei, before they said Hashem's name of Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham, then the Mishnah Berurah says that the person goes back to the words Elokei Avraham, in the beginning of that bracha, and then they make sure to have kavana. I'm embarrassed to say, but maybe, we shouldn't be embarrassed because we were discussing the Gemaras that talk about it, that I've had to do this, a number of times, that in the middle of Shemana Esrei, even with my siddur, with the sign in my siddur, but it happens that a person realizes they were spacing out, and a person needs to quickly catch themselves and go back to the words Elokei Avraham, and then you continue Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and you continue making sure that the second time around you do have kavana. If a person did not catch themselves until they said Hashem's name, but they did not finish the bracha yet. They said Baruch Atah Hashem, but they did not say Magen Avram. So then Reb Chaim Konevsky says from the Chazon Ish that a person should not end off Lamdeinu Chukecha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeinu Chukecha is a pasuk in Tehillim that some of you may be familiar with. Bez Hashem will discuss more about this in future shiurim. But a person should not end off Lamdeinu Chukecha. Rather, they should think in their heart from the beginning of Shmona Esrei up until where they are up to, meaning they said Hashem's name, so you think in your heart, you just don't say the words, but you think in the heart from the beginning up until Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you continue saying from where you left off. If you left off by the, you know, up to the word Hashem, so then you continue saying out loud from there. That's not as common, but the most important halacha that we just said was that if a person realizes they did not have kavanah and they're still in the middle of that bracha, they should go back to the words Elokei Avraham. There's actually a different girsa in the Gemara over there. This Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Gemara in Brachos that says that a person should make sure to have kavana during the bracha of Modim, towards the end of Shmona Esrei, the bracha of Modim, thanking Hashem. So a person should definitely also make sure to have kavana. Besides, a person should have kavana the entire Shmona Esrei, but also very important by the bracha of Modim. Now, there is a very strong question that some of you may be thinking of. If you thought of this question, you could give yourselves a pat on the back, because there's a very strong question. The Bir Halacha, who is the Chafetz Chaim, he asks, and the Stipler asks this question as well. They ask it a little bit differently than each other, but they both ask the following question. If the Halacha is that a person did not fulfill their Shmona Esrei, if they did not have Kavana, so we said the Halacha is, the Rama says, fine, we assume you're not going to have Kavana the second time, so just continue. So they ask, how in the world are you allowed to continue? All those brachos are a bracha levatala, because if I did not fulfill my Shmona Esrei, how can I continue? We're telling me that I did not fulfill. Okay, so I can't go back because I'm not going to have kavana again. So fine, but how am I allowed to continue the Shmona Esrei if all those brachas should really be considered a bracha levatala? And I've had the schus of giving a chabura on this topic for 45 minutes, you know, for many in number of places. In yeshiva, I gave this chabura. It's a very complicated sugya, the answer to this question. And one answer given, this stipler says along these lines, and he says that there's really two aspects to Shmona Esrei. There's the aspect of the Avoida, meaning each Shmona Esrei is dependent on the Karbanos, right? The Tamid was brought in the morning and the afternoon, that's Shachris and Mincha. Ma'ariv is connected the Evarim Upadarim, the limbs and the fats that were burnt on the Mizbeach, and those are allowed to be burnt even at night. The Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv is corresponding to the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. But there's a second aspect. The second aspect is bakasha, to request. We have a list of all the requests of parnasa and refua and geula and many different requests we have and salicha and tshuva that we have during the Shmona Esrei. And there's a discussion during the times of the Beis HaMikdash when they actually brought the karbanos. Did they daven? Did they need to daven Shmona Esrei? If the whole Shmona Esrei is corresponding to the karbanos, but they brought the actual karbanos, did they have to go ahead and daven? So there's different answers given. The Satmar Rebbe says, Stipler doesn't quote this, of course, but the Satmar Rebbe does say that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they only needed to daven the brachos that they wanted to. If they had a specific need for a refuah, they davened the bracha of refa'enu. If they had a specific need of parnasa, they davened the bracha of baruch aleinu. Whatever they felt they needed, they davened. Whatever they felt they didn't need, they didn't daven. Because there was a separate idea besides the avodah, but there was a separate idea of requesting from Hashem. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says a tremendous chiddush. He says that if a person has a specific need, let's say for a refuah shalema, for themselves or for a loved one, then he says that the obligation to daven is mid-de'iraisa, even according to the Paiskim, that it's only mid-de'rabanon. We discuss those halachos, the Rambam, the Ramban, every day, mid-de'iraisa, mid-de'rabanon. But he says that if a person has a specific need, then for sure it is midairaisa, an obligation. And he says even for a goy, even for a non-Jew, because they have to have emunah in Hashem, and a person needs to daven if they have a specific bakasha. And there's a famous question that many ask, why do we need to daven and ask bakashas from Hashem? Hashem knows what we need. Hashem doesn't know I need a parnasa. Hashem doesn't know that I need a refuah. Why do we need to daven? And one of the answers given, it's a famous question, but one of the answers given is that of course Hashem knows what we need. But Hashem needs to see that we realize Hashem is the one who gives us all of these requests. And we have to ingrain ourselves 3 times a day for the men or 2x a day for the women, again and again, that all of the bakashos that I need are all dependent on Hashem. And the things that I take for granted that I have it, that I have day in and day out, and I think that it's all because of my own power. No, we have to realize that it's from Hashem. And then when we do have that request, then the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Hashlech al Hashem Yehavcha, cast on Hashem your burden, and He will support you. So that's the dual idea, that we have to realize that everything that we need, we have to go to Hashem for that, and that everything that we do have already, that we realize it's from Hashem. And in that zchus, we will have all of our requests answered from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, everybody should have a good night.